Welcome, everyone, to the Global Water Healing Meditation. This is Mary Getten, and today is June 7th, 2019. And I am thrilled to announce that this morning I realized that we are starting today our sixth year of these monthly meditations. I looked back in the archives, and June 5th, 2014 was our first one. And here we are. We've completed 5 years of this. And I just love how much support and consistency we've had with these meditations. So many wonderful people stepping up to lead meditations. So many of you that come month after month after month dedicated to healing the waters of the planet. And it's just a really beautiful thing. So this is the first Friday of every month we do this. And if there's anyone new on the line, just to know that you can go to the website, globalwaterhealing.org, and you'll find all 5 years of meditations on there. So anytime you have a half hour to do a meditation for the water, and if you'd like something guided, you can just go there and pick one, pick whatever calls to you. So I am sitting here. I have a bottle of sacred waters from around the world that our women's meditation group put together a while back, and I've been gifted one of these bottles. And every time somebody brings water from somewhere else sacred, we add it to the bottle. So I just want to let you know that as we're doing this, I'm also holding this bottle of sacred water from around the world. It comes from, you know, wells in England and Ireland and Australia. It comes from all over the planet. So it's a way that I focus my energy during these meditations. So today, I'm excited. We have somebody new who's going to be leading a meditation for us. It's Shelley Darling. And I first met Shelley, I think, at our women's meditation group here in Sarasota. She's a resonance mentor, a master dowser, and a Loving Waters Council guardian. And Shelley's dedicated over 35 years to the path of unconditional love and conscious evolution. She founded Global Light Dowsing, Earth Medicine Alchemy, and that speaks to the ancient science and evolution of dowsing, both as an individual and collective transformational journey. Back in 2015, Shelley heard the water calling, and she initiated Loving Waters, which is a global community of water stewards that come together on the new moon, and they also support full moon ceremonies, honoring our one source water, as well as providing community water educational materials. So I invite you to check out her website. It's lovingwaters.life. And I'm really excited to see what Shelley's brought for us today. So Shelley, if there's anything else you'd like to say about yourself or share with us, and then go ahead and take us into the water.
Thank you, and that's a perfect segue. Welcome, everyone, and I'm just so honored to be here and grateful to have met Mary and to be introduced to all of you and the ways in which, you know, each month different individuals come forward really sharing their gratitude and love and connection to the water and to the what I love to call the children of the sea. So, and just in regards to, you know, Mary was saying this is the sixth year and we're hitting this new cycle, you know, that this, we're moving today into what I've been guided to really focus on water itself. And of course, that encompasses all of our connections to all of Earth's children and to the water, but really to go dive into this water droplet itself. And the only other thing I want to say is that I initiated Loving Waters, and you can go to lovingwaters.life and discover more of how water stewards around the world are coming together and really enjoy meeting each other and discovering their watersheds and sharing water wisdom. So, yeah, it's just a little bit about myself. And so today, just focusing on our love for water, I want to open the call with a katakia. And a katakia is known as a prayer, but it was the prayer and still is the prayer that some of you might understand, the Maori people of New Zealand. But previous to the Maori, there was a confederation, a nation of people called Waitaha. Wai meaning water. They were the water bearers, and they were the ones who traveled the long tides. And before a journey, they would always say a katakia, and still do to this day. So I feel in that honor of this relationship, you know, we're each in our own boats, we're each in our own wakas, but together we come together and we create a greater unity together. So I'm just going to begin today, and I'll say it in English after I share this. And you can just close your eyes and just feel into the energy. Na te manamatanga ki te nako o te atua. Kia koha te manamatanga ki te nako o te tangata. Kia koha te manamatanga ki te ao. Ma te manamatanga, ma te aroha, ma te whaka. Te whakara nui te ao. Tihe mori ora. From the source within the mind and heart of creation, may light flow into the minds and hearts of the people. May it shine forth in the world. May we walk with compassion in our hearts. And may we walk with the courage to carry this dream into tomorrow. And Tihe Mori Ora really is about the breath of life. And that's, you know, where we begin today, is just becoming conscious of our breath. And slowing down, softening our body, softening your hips, just becoming aware of the actual physical sensations, the feeling of connection within this collective here and within life itself. Just letting go of that breath. And so I'm going to begin this journey today with a poem, and then we'll go into this, what I like to call an attunement, because actually we're really deepening together our resonance, that resounding vibration of love. That's what the water carries. The water carries memory. And so if you have a glass of sacred water or regular water, you could just simply place a drop in the palm of your hand. And when this is over, I'll invite you in to the full guidance. I'm just putting that drop in my hand. So this is a beautiful sharing by Carolyn Way. And Mary talked about the cycle, and here this is talking about the cycle of water. So we can just really attune to this frequency of love, of consciousness. Someone was mentioning loving consciousness. The drop that you hold in your hand is a part of the water which was the cradle of all life on this planet eons ago. The first rain that splashed down on the hot earth to form the first sea. Each drop in sunlight has risen from the sea in countless ages and fallen from the earth again as rain. The drop that you hold in your hand has been a prism forming myriad rainbows, has traveled underground streams, bubbling through dark caverns, the architect of cathedral caves, formed valleys and split granite. The drop that you hold in your hand has flowed down broad rivers, has risen on the sap of trees, has been the sweat of slaves and the tears of children. It has become the foam-topped waves and the deep, unfathomable depths of vast lakes and seas. The drop that you hold in your hand has been part of the great flood and has been a dewdrop on a blade of grass, a drop that has been pounded through the hearts of whales in blood and lain in an eagle's egg. It has traveled in the fluid of a poet's brain and dripped from the wounds of the dying. The drop that you hold in your hand has been trapped in the snows of the Arctic, reflected the sun in a desert oasis, and refreshed the weary. This drop, unimaginably old, yet fresh and new, is evaporating slowly from your hand to mingle with the air that you breathe, perhaps, or drift in a sun-topped cloud 1,000 feet above the earth. Imagine its journey from your hand. Where will it go? You can direct its journey as it evaporates. Embrace your consciousness with it. It is the water of life. It is still water. And very gently, I invite you to embrace the water. And you can gently rub it in your hands and just allow it to moisten your skin wherever you're called. And make sure that you end with that drop of water in your heart. For this is where we begin this infinite flow, this journey, this focus, our healing prayer of love. Taking a breath. We are water. An invitation today is to feel this sense of movement within and without. Really tap into this sensation of these 99% molecules that we are, that we're comprised of. This holy stream of life. And bringing your awareness to your breath without trying to change or regulate it. Become aware of the flow, the sensation of wave-like motion. And allow your awareness just to simply follow that. And becoming aware of this sense of womb waters. And you'll begin to become aware that this droplet is illumined by the light that we are, by the light streaming forth, and we can just simply open to receive this frequency of light, this full spectrum of non-polarized light that really nurtures us, feeds us, fuels us, just like every organism. We are this living organism. And just softening your palms and your hand allowing this very natural breath allowing this sense of weightlessness and this light to charge your being. For if we are to heal and work with the animals, the cetaceans, these beautiful, playful dolphins, we need to embrace and further be in the gnosis of this existence as water. How is the water calling you? Where is it calling for your attention as you're feeling this sense of movement, this full sensation as a drop, as it expands fully? And our tendency is sometimes to call on angels, archangels, all these beautiful elementals, sprites, undines. But today, to allow this enfoldment of your highest consciousness through this awareness of water. And just feeling deeper, as if you were diving into the dark, deep depths of the ocean herself. That sensation of being within the whale's belly. And very gently, as if you were creating a wave with one palm of your hand, feel the sensation ripple. Where is it calling for your attention in your body? Following that wave, you might notice your thigh or your hip begins to open. And just feel that sensation of opening to receive the fullest transmission of love as it's carried on this wave of being, your being. Creation happens right here at the shore of your being. Imagine now that you're just a droplet in this ocean, or in a lake, or in a river. Allow your awareness to flow. At this moment, it's a very gentle, caressing, nourishing movement. We're feeling that complete sense of balance. So as we open our breath and open our heart, open our chest and our shoulders, just feel that sensation of receivership. That sense of quenching our thirst. Notice if there's any wind, this elemental of wind stirring, causing any ancient memories to arise into your loquacious consciousness. We are the creation. We are co-creators in this creation as water molecules. And begin to feel into this connective tissue of all life. Maybe your droplet is a river moving underground through caves. Maybe it's connecting in with that primal water, that water that's ever effulgent. Simply observe the play of water, of these energies, of your own mind and heart, as the waves and energy of light. How is the light hitting you as this molecule of water? And just for a few moments, being within the silence. For within the silence, we can listen and hear the vibrational frequencies and arise. Feel love as it arises, love's voice arising through you. You might feel or want to allow out some beautiful tones. Allow yourself to feel this undulating movement as kelp on water, as kelp, fully fluid. Deepening the sense of relationship with all life. Notice if those intonations attract other vibrations. Become aware of this rise and relationship of the air, this revivifying energy, the sense of connection, fully charged, alive, vibrant. It's this energy that heals. Feeling into this holy stream of life that we are. Notice the other water molecules around you. Feel this communion. This communion, this present point of presence, the sense of peace. And now very gently bringing your attention back to your own womb waters. Feeling the sense of fullness. This movement of life, of birth. And taking a moment and noticing the insights, information, going back into the silence for a moment. Is there any disturbance? And calling on your elder, your consciousness, to pervade the space. What is the water asking of you? What energy does your water carry? And where does your attention flow as you expand this vibration of light, frequency, and sound out to the planet? Become the bigger bubble. Allowing your energy now to expand, feeling your sense, the sensation of this rainbow consciousness. Notice if there's any particular place on the planet that in this moment you feel called to bring the purification and this frequency. The drop that we held in our hand is this vibrant source of life, fresh, clear. And you may just feel this attention going to a particular body of water, that your one drop is like a homeopathic dose of unconditional love. That clears the blockages. And just opening your breath as you do. Clear the waters all the way down to the deepest point. Send those waters down through the wells, and up to the crystalline star water in the mountains, in the heavens. Just feel the sense of unity and of oneness. Carrying, releasing old memories, allowing for the restoration and now breathing and bringing your attention back inside connecting back in with a luminescent source of all life, where all directions meet in this heart, in the sacred heart, the sacred rose chamber of your heart, and let this energy fill you with the full knowing that you are this precious gift of love, your unique presence, fully connected and fully whole and fully home. That's the memory that water brings to us, it brings back to us the state of fullness, this symbiotic presence with all life. Feel that sense of levity splashing, the sense of resonance within the silence. And finally, bringing that sense of gratitude to the consciousness within all life itself, as you. Just letting out a sigh, feeling this invocation as it evokes this causal remembering, as it evokes the sense of joyous connection, as we are together here in this circle today in this global meditation healing call. The joy that we carry into each and every moment is that drop of water and its absoluteness, purity, pure consciousness. And with that, very gently feeling, connecting with your body, maybe putting your hands, just giving the sense of gratitude and love for the breath of life that you are and for all that you're bringing forth in reparation and restoration to the planet and her one water. And with that, I thank you. So we can complete this experience as it cycles, never ending. It's a spiralic cycle into the next evolution of this next moment and of who we are. So thank you for joining me, and may you take this forward in every moment. And so it is.
Thank you, Shelley. I think it's going to take a few minutes for people to come back into their bodies.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to remind everyone to wiggle your feet and stretch and move your head around a little bit, calling all your cells back into the physical space. That was beautiful. And I felt totally merged out there with the water, so it's a little hard coming back into this solid form here. Okay. Well, if anybody has a question or you'd like to share something with Shelley, just *6 to unmute yourself.
Hi, this is Linda.
Hi, Linda.
I don't have a lot to say, just that it's completely relaxing and I was just off in a zone. And just the water, the gentleness of the whole experience was extremely gentle and extremely soft. And that's kind of what I'm feeling in my heart at the moment. So I'd like to thank you.
Thank you, Linda. And yeah, I think that's what the water, for some reason today, just wanted to gift us, you know, just something very soft. And, you know, there's so much going on in the world. I mean, you just can't get away from it and upset and suffering and just to, like, come back to our inner waters, to find that sense of union and that we're not alone. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Somebody else have something you'd like to share?
Really quiet.
I know. I understand because it was we were way out there. I felt really merged with water, and so it's kind of hard to come back from that. So,
yeah, you know, I mean, to me, it's really, you know, this is the space, you know, that we want to come from any action, and you know, it's really fun, and I've loved every meditation of with the whales and talking to Granny and you know, I don't know, I just think that this is maybe what the water is asking from us as well as gifting us, is that, you know, we move calmly and we move, you know, precisely with focus, because right now there's so many places where our attention is getting so, in a sense, so wrangled because, you know, with so much going on with all the, you know, all the animals and birds and, you know, and I've spent a lot of time over the past 2 months focusing on 5G and, you know, moving into those energies. And so we, you know, we do need to come in back into our water, our own water, so that we can, you know, more than just survive, that we can really thrive and be able to hold others. So, yeah, I don't know why. It just feels like really important. Yeah,
it is. I think you're right. What you're saying is absolute truth. And there's no better place to move into that love space than when you're merged with water. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, it's just, it's all there in that moment.
Hi, this is Ariamne.
Hi.
Hi, I wasn't able to be here until about the last 3 minutes, but since no one else was coming on to share, I just wanted to say that this group is so uplifting for me and supportive for me that I only made the last 3 minutes. I didn't want to skip it.
So it's, thank you.
Yeah, I look forward to this group every month, and it gives me light.
Yes. Well, I'm going to get the recording up today, so it'll be there by tonight if you want to go and do
okay.
it tonight. Yeah.
Thanks, Mary.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
And I guess I would like to invite people to, you know, join us as water stewards on Loving Waters, because we just we get together on the new moon, and here we get to dive in really deep. There we get to actually meet each other and learn about our watersheds and share, you know, what's moving us, what's emerging in this field of creation around water. And we all have something to gift each other. So that's really the basis of Loving Waters, is to be able to share our water wisdom. So feel free to go to lovingwaters.life. It's a totally volunteer, you know, we're not a nonprofit yet, but we work with tribal trust, with ancient and indigenous wisdom, and really bringing forth where we're actioning in community, but as, you know, as a community of water stewards. So it and then we feed all that back into this call, you know, by bringing our energies back here. And so, yeah, we invite you into that beautiful toroidal, you know, infinity wave of love and connection around the world.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great, Shelley. And if for some reason you forget, I'm pretty sure, and I'll make sure that it's on our resources page on Global Water Healing. And also in the presenters page, there's a link from your picture and your name to lovingwaters.life. So you can find it many, many ways. Okay, well, one last call to see if anybody has something they want to share. Otherwise, we are going to wrap this up for today. And as I said, I will get it posted today before I leave town, so that anybody who wants to do it again or pass it on to somebody, it will be there.
Thank you so much, Mary.
Thank you, Shelley. It was really wonderful to have you on the call today.
Thank you, everybody, and yeah, see you next month.
Sounds good. Is there somebody here that wanted to say something?
Oh, yes. This is Allison from Dallas, Texas, and I wanted to thank you with a heartfelt thank you for this. And I had a question about, during the meditation, you mentioned some part of our heart that is water related, or water something of the heart.
Oh, I think I said the sacred chamber of the heart.
A chamber,
well,
yes.
Yeah, I mean, essentially, our blood is water. You know, we're 99%. I mean, people think of us as 60% water, but the truth is that we're 99% of the molecules of water. And so you can, on Loving Waters, we explain that. Where, you know, even some indigenous grandmothers got upset. Well, what do you can't say that. And so there's actually, a few links that can link you back to the science and studies. Actually, it comes from science. So I think when we think of the heart is that pump where that moves the water through our body. And so I think from that understanding, there's this, you know, it becomes a deeper relationship and love for our heart. You know, we need to stay, especially during these times, we need to stay close to that chamber that's really pulsating that field of energy through our bodies as water. So water, the wave carries the, you know, the energy carries the wave. So, yeah, that's how I look at it.
Yes, it is the time to shift from valuing only the mind to valuing the heart. That's really, I know it has brain cells, actually, because it was forming first physiologically. Mm-hmm. But, well, thank you. Thank you for that.
Great.
Thank you.
Well, thank you again, Shelley. And in our usual tradition, I'm going to unmute us and we can all have our chaotic goodbye. And everybody have a wonderful week. Hold on. Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.